Welcome back to the Kicking It with CU Soccer podcast. I'm Matt Lenneman, and each week I'll be joined by a member of the CU Soccer team as we talk about the team and get to know them a little bit better. This week, I'm joined by junior forward Libby Garrity. Thanks for joining me this afternoon, Libby. It's great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so last week, CU gets the win on the road against Utah, 1-0. I believe James got the score again, both goals for the week. And, you know, it just seems like the team's really starting to click as we head into the second half of the schedule. And I was kind of wondering, do you think that's true? Do you think the team's really coming together?
I do. So with all of the COVID nonsense, we really never got to play games together. So I felt like we got off to a little bit of a slow start, really had to learn how each other played. But as the season progresses, we've definitely found our rhythm and kind of an identity as a team. And now we're scoring goals and it feels good.
Yeah, again, I think it just seems like it seemed like the offensive side of the ball was a little slow to start the season. And it seems like it's just all coming together right now at probably the perfect time. And going back to the other game last week was against USC. I talked about it last week with Lawson Willis. And, you know, you had a goal. And if I recall correctly, you shot the ball got deflected back to you, and then you scored, correct?
Yes.
And I have to ask the question because I'm just curious. So when that happens, is it just like purely reflex? Do you not even think about it? And do you just kick the ball right back towards the goal? Or is it like, do you like have to like kind of pause? You're like, what's the brain process in that?
Oh no, we practice that all the time.
Yeah, really?
Rebounds. And yeah, so I had to get the rebound, you know, it was a crucial moment. But yeah, that first shot, I just had to make sure it was on net, keep it alive. So then that second one, I was just, thank God it came back to me. So
yeah, a little lucky bounce back. It seems like those are fairly common. So I guess that makes sense that you'd practice them. All right. So we're going to move on to some more stuff about yourself. And I noticed that you have a love for pets. I have the list here, according to your bio. You've had a pet pig, bird, bunny, tortoise, 5 dogs, a cat, and 5 pet chickens. Now, that's a lot of pets. And I have to ask, have you always loved pets? And what is your, who or like which animal is your favorite pet?
Oh, man. I mean, I obviously love pets and so does my mom. So we haven't had all those animals all at the same time. I want to clarify. That's been over the course of my life. But yeah, it's fun. I mean, dogs are still the best companions, I'd say. But it is fun to have chickens. And pig was also really cool growing up because they're so smart. And that was a fun, unique experience that not many people get to have. So
I know this is probably a silly question, but I assume the chickens stay outside. I assume they don't roam the house and you're just like, oh, hi, Phil, my chicken.
No, definitely a chicken coop outside, but probably want to be inside with all the cold Colorado weather.
Yeah, that'd be interesting though. All right, so besides collecting animals, I guess, or having animals as pets, you know, what are some other hobbies that you have?
Oh man, good question. Seems like all I've been doing is soccer this year. Well, growing up in Colorado, the obvious camping and hiking are big favorites of mine. And I love going to concerts. Red Rocks is so fun. That's kind of been put on pause with COVID, but the rest of the stuff I've been able to do, get out and enjoy nature more this year.
So like what concerts have you gone to at Red Rocks?
I try to get a good select. I don't know. It's been so long. oh my gosh. I've been to a wide range of shows there. I just like the atmosphere.
Yeah, no, it's a great place. Literally, it's like right next to my house. Not literally, but it's like 5 minutes away from where I live. Where I grew up, cool. I guess. So it's a great place. All right. So we're going to move on to the next part. And I know you host hard-hitting questions. I've seen it online, but I feel like the issue is as a host, you don't get to answer some of the hard-hitting questions. So I kind of wanted to flip the script a little bit,
you know,
and give you the opportunity to share your thoughts And I'm gonna ask you two questions that are your own questions, and I'm gonna give you two of my own, like that I came up with. And okay. You know,
oh, gosh.
So we're gonna start with the pineapple on pizza debate. That question: do you believe in pineapple on pizza?
I mean, I'm pretty indifferent. I don't order it for myself, but I don't think it's the worst thing ever, like some people.
Okay, so you're pretty much like, I accept everybody's belief in terms of pizza toppings. I'm not going to do it.
My mom does it every time, but I just, I don't get it. But I won't say it's a bad topping.
This is fair. I mean, I don't really get it either. My sister does Hawaiian, but I don't do it. I don't know if I would, maybe sometimes I've shamed people, but I'll be honest. All right. And the other one, I kind of overheard your answer to it, but I want to hear your reasoning to it. I can't remember if this is the most recent one, but you said the question was, if animals could talk, which would be the rudest? And I believe your answer was cat. Is that true?
That's true. I said cat because the cat I had growing up just did not care about anyone's opinion. Just walked around like she owned the place. I feel like they would have some choice words to say if they could.
I think that's fair. I think it definitely depends on the cat, but from the cats I've seen, I agree with that. I think what I would say, because I was thinking about it, I think fish, because I think fish are trapped in like a little container all the time. So like, I think if they could really get their thoughts out, they'd be like, well, why am I in here? Let me out. Let me into the ocean. But maybe that's just me. I don't know. So we're going to move on to my questions that I came up with, because I don't know. These are a little weirder. But if you were a fruit, what fruit would you be? Like, what type of fruit would you be?
It'd be fun to be any tropical fruit, because I feel like then you get to be in a cool location, because that's where they're grown.
But which tropical fruit?
Pineapple.
Okay.
Comes to mind first.
That's fair. I feel like that's one of the more common answers, actually, from what I've heard. I think I would be a kiwi, but I don't know. I just like kiwis. And this one is kind of a debate I've had with my roommates for a bit. And I don't know if you eat Doritos a lot, but you know, like the Doritos are triangle, correct? Mm-hmm. When you eat a Dorito, do you eat it in one bite or do you eat it one, two?
I've never thought about it this hard. Probably two.
Something. Think about it next time you do it. I'm telling you, it's very interesting. I think it says a lot about people. I think the people that eat it in one bite tend to be a little bit more bold, you know? And I think people that eat it in two bites are just like, you know,
more, I'm just trying to think of all the food that's like, could be one or the other, like sushi, you gotta do that one.
Yeah, that's definitely one bite. I've seen people do it in two. Really? I've seen people not use, my roommate's girlfriend doesn't use the, chopsticks, and it's just she literally grabs it with her bare hand, and I'm like,
I did that for a while, but
then you did it too.
I had to teach myself. Obviously everyone has to teach themselves, but
yes, it is a rite of passage. We'll get back on topic now to the I guess we're kind of wrapping up on time, so we'll go to the final question that I ask everybody that's on the show, and that's kind of, if you had a dream job, What would it be? What would your dream career be in life?
Oh, that's cool. Well, actually, I'm currently planning on going to med school, and I'd like to be an orthopedic surgeon.
Ooh, okay.
I know a lot of people like, well, I want to be a surgeon. I guess I don't have a whole lot of experience, so I'm hoping I'll figure that out one day. But I think that's so cool. And
yeah, I mean, that's sweet. So does that mean you're an IFI major then?
I am an IFI major. I'm a senior, so I have, I'm actually just started my master's as well.
Okay.
And then after the master's, move on.
Yeah, what does master's look like for IFI? Because I always figured like you do IFI like the undergrad and then you go do like a medical degree.
Yeah, I had the opportunity with an extra season of soccer to pursue the master's, and it's pretty similar. The CU master's program kind of takes an emphasis on research. So a lot of people end their master's with like a publication or work in a lab. So I've worked with Professor McQueen on like the Pac-12 concussion study, which is cool. And that's who I've been working with for a couple years now. But yeah, that's the, it's not much different. The focus just kind of shifts to like your own interests and your, which is cool.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. You know, I hope you, you know, get to do that. It sounds like you're on the right path towards it. So
thank you.
All righty. Well, that's all the time that we have. Thanks for joining me again.
Thank you again for having me. It was fun.
Once again, that was junior forward Libby Garrity that joined me this week. Looking ahead to CU's game this week, CU will host Washington State at home this Saturday afternoon. We'll talk about that game, and we'll meet somebody new next week. Once again, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.